What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking at USA Today, and there are photographs of the damage to the USS John S. McCain. So this idea that there's no signs of scrapes or anything, that's utter ridiculousness. Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is usually going to be the right one here. All righty, getting on back here. Needless to say, everybody is still trying to jump on the hurricanes for whatever agenda they're serving. And apparently, retired Georgia Tech professor Judith Curry did a blog post basically saying it was scientifically irresponsible to tie the intensity of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma directly to climate change. There was a huge, huge backlash, including calls for her imprisonment. And that right there tells you they know the science does not support their claims. When they're out there screaming, throw them in jail, burn the heretics. Now, here's a story that came out of the Gateway Pundit. Apparently, the Red Cross has been accused of stealing donations from church doorsteps to redistribute or, in some cases, actually sell them. And oddly enough, the Red Cross is claiming that this is protected by Executive Order 13603 signed by Barack Obama back in 2012. And the order provides the framework and authority for allocation or appropriation of resources, materials, and services to promote the national defense. So, really, that's not very nice to steal from a church. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Stephen, Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you. I was calling about, you had a gentleman just a little few minutes back who said he was having trouble watching or listening to your program with live feed. I had experienced the same thing. And then I did some research, and then I think you're fully aware he had there was a place that does a live RBN broadcast through the day. It's wrh.thebattler.com. It steadied me very well because I could listen to you because watch was not a priority. Just listen to your program. I thought I'd just put that out there, maybe help somebody else out.
Okay, what was that URL again?
It's wrh.thebattler.com.
Okay.
And it comes up right now. You're running live on it, and I can hear you very clear. Occasionally, I have a problem with my input, and I know that's almost guaranteed by
ISP. You need to email me that URL because this is saying the URL does not exist, so I obviously misunderstood that. But if you could click that little email link at the top of whatreallyhappened.com and type out the URL and send it in, I'll look at that. I'm going to try and fine-tune the BAM user feed. And ultimately, you know, I spend a lot of money on this BAM user system every month. Sometimes I think maybe I ought to just, you know, shut it off.
Well, I wasn't having a lot of problems, but I finally found an alternative way, at least to be able to listen to the program, which I'm always doing something else anyway, so that was fine with me. And this is how I found, and I will send you that link as soon as I get it.
Actually, I got the link to work here. I got the link to work here, and I didn't even know this page was out there.
I found it about a month or so back.
Wow, I'm stunned. I had no idea there that was out there.
All right, listen, and when I pop it up, it's got your picture on it. I kind of figured you may know about it, but somebody's doing you a great service.
There's no question. There's no question. It's an RSS feed, and you know, everything's just fine there. Anyway, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Thank you.
Now, thank you. In another example of how corporate media is not interested in the truth or the facts of any matter, but just whatever they can grab and spin, there's been another nothing burger where the corporate media attempted to claim that a Russian politician admitted that the government of Russia stole the 2016 election. And this comes under the heading of lost in translation because the politician was actually mocking the U.S. intelligence community, was making a joke. And the corporate media said, oh, he's admitted they stole the election. That's all we need to go to war, blah, 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 blah. No, Russia did not steal the election. Hillary Clinton tried to steal the election, and she failed. The millions of illegal immigrants, the Massachusetts Democrats who drove up to New Hampshire, how much more do you need? Look at how they cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. We don't need to go to Russia to find out who was mucking about with our democracy last year. Now, as I mentioned, President Trump's Commission on Election Integrity is actually out there doing work. They were up in New Hampshire, and they are now hearing from experts like Ronald Rivest, who's a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, basically saying these electronic voting machines are wide open to fraud. And you and I, we already know that because of the HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy. We know about it because of Bev Harris and her website, blackboxvoting.org. And now the Election Commission knows it as well. And this is coming on top of the decision by the state of Virginia. They are dumping all their electronic voting machines because they were prompted to do a security test, and not one of the machines that they are using in the state was able to pass. So they're getting into that one here. All right, let's see. Going to take a phone call. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to alert your listeners also to, you can download it. It's called TuneIn. Tune in radio, or T-U-N-E-I-N. I get real great reception off of that.
Okay.
That's all. So have a good afternoon.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Wow, I didn't realize all this stuff was out there. Congress has now passed a resolution against hate groups, but they're very narrow in defining what hate groups are. They're condemning the neo-Nazis, the KKK, and white nationalists. They are not including violent black groups such as Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And this is apparently a message to Donald Trump from the Congress. You will blame the people we tell you to blame for what happened in Charlottesville. And of course, Trump wasn't going to go along with that. Now, Rand Paul proposed a defense bill amendment to repeal the authorization for the use of military force, these open-ended declarations by Congress where the president can just go to war wherever he wants. And he sought to repeal the 2001 AUMF, the 2002, and so forth and so on. Unfortunately, the Senate has voted it down. So it was a nice thought. I guess all those senators dream of being president one day and just having the ability to say, I think I'm going to go and bomb Liechtenstein just because we can. Now, the U.S. government is beginning censorship of media through disingenuous means. In one example, the bill that is funding the CIA and NSA for another year includes a provision that outlaws WikiLeaks as this dangerous non-state propaganda enemy. That's how they're going to try and get around the First Amendment there. And they're not going to be able to shut it down. People will go through proxies. People will pass the information fax machine to fax machine, like they did in the old Soviet Union. Now, the other thing that they're doing is they're going to all of these media outlets that are challenging the U.S. corporate media, and they're declaring them foreign agents, making them go through the paperwork of saying, yes, I'm a foreign agent, I confess, I'm working for blah, 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 and trying to find ways to shut them down. Meanwhile, our own corporate media continues to show that they have got no editorial standards whatsoever. CNN made a big story out of this very bizarre research program that sought to equate the destruction of the World Trade Towers with cholesterol level in teenagers. And the report is a spectacular failure if you read it all the way through. But CNN just ran with it. Oh, the dust from 9/11 affected the cholesterol levels in teenagers. Have you noticed how the American corporate media is starting to get much more tabloid-like? They really are. Serious heavy news is gone. It's all celebrity stuff. What is, you know, the Kardashians up to now? What's Madonna up to? Rather disgusting here. There's been a new development regarding what happened at that consulate in Benghazi, and apparently the security of the State Department's Benghazi compound was so poor that another contractor was brought in to clean up the mess just 2 weeks before the 2012 terror attack, and then later on was pressured to keep quiet by a government bureaucrat under then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This is coming from the American security company. And they'd gone up against the security company that had the contract, but the people who had the contract were failing miserably to keep the place safe. And so 2 weeks before the actual attacks, they were brought on in and then told to shut up about it. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was hearing people talking before about the cannibalism potentiality, you know, and it's always been like the conventional wisdom that, you know, from the time of a major disaster, a societal breakdown, the cannibalism is about 2 weeks. The 10 days only applies in the presence of an ample supply of gravies, sauces, and condiments.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes like chicken for the most part anyway. But that's all coming towards.
Okay.
But anyway, and that was a day joke. Indeed. One other question. What's a fax machine?
It's what the Soviet citizens used to bring down the Soviet government a while back, because they didn't have computers.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
I think I might have seen those once before. Most of them in...
Yeah, you stick the paper in, and a copy comes out at a remote location. And actually, most document centers actually still have a fax machine in there. I just don't want to spend the money for a dedicated fax line. All right, Glenn, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And I remember this Monty Python sketch where these sailors are in a lifeboat and they're talking about eating one of their own, and that gets out of control. And there is historical precedent for that. And again, if you go back to the story of the Essex, which was the real life whaling ship incident on which Herman Melville based his novel Moby Dick. There was really some goings on like there. Anyway, turning to Syria, very interesting article coming out of Inside Syrian MC, how the U.S. doesn't intend to give Deir Azor to the Syrian army. Now, as you know, the Syrian army, backed by Russian air power, broke the years-long ISIS siege of Deir Ezzor. And the residents of the city were greeting the liberators, and it was all a really good time. But we're getting all these little indications that the U.S. is not happy about this. And we're hearing about how the U.S. Helicopters are evacuating the senior ISIS commanders before the Syrian army can get to them. And now we have this story here about how the Pentagon is spending $2 billion running Soviet-era guns to the Syrian rebels. And the Department of Defense is still funneling all this into Syria with questionable oversight. In a joint report published Tuesday, the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project and the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network allege the Pentagon has given up to $2.2 billion worth of weapons to groups like the Syrian Democratic Forces and the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG. The program sidesteps long-established checks on international weapons trafficking, the report alleges, and appears to be turbocharging a shadowy world of Eastern European arms dealers. Now, this is exactly the same thing the United States did in Afghanistan when the Soviets were in there. They went around to other countries, and they bought up these Soviet-era weapons and smuggled them into the Mujahideen, so that if the Mujahideen were captured and the weapons were captured, there was no trail back to the United States, even though pretty much everybody knew what was going on. And the same thing applies now. They're going to go through this thing about saying, well, they're Soviet weapons. You don't know they came from us. But the lid is already blown on this. Besides, some of ISIS are now sporting these new American-made modified M14 rifles. So it's a huge mess. Now, at this point, most of the people in Syria are saying the war is pretty much over. We've got some mop-up to do, but this war is over. And a Syrian diplomat is saying it is time for the U.S. to withdraw its military personnel. And if the U.S. does not, the Syrian army will regard them as a hostile force on Syrian territory. Now, that is going to put the U.S. government in a very serious bind, because their presence in Syria is illegal under international law. The government of Syria is asking them to leave. And if the U.S. refuses and they get into a firefight with the Syrian forces, it's basically an unprovoked war, unprovoked invasion by the United States. And all these decades of selling these wars as we're bringing democracy to these people, and it's an evil tyrant this and that, it's all going to be destroyed. The world, and most importantly, the American people, are going to see the U.S. government for the aggressor that it is. Now, Hezbollah has already declared a victory in Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry is saying that basically pro-government forces have liberated 85% of the country from militants, and the Syrian army is now preparing to cross the Euphrates River. So it's all over, but the shouting. The only thing the U.S. can do to turn this around, and it is seen as a huge defeat for the United States, is just outright invasion. Nuke the place. And that's not going to go over very well with hardly anybody. But we all know about the lies. Assad is gassing his own people. No, he wasn't. Assad's a cruel tyrant. No, he's won the last several elections. And international observers said the elections were honest. International observers were not even allowed into our country last year. We're not really after Syria. We're just there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then we find out they're giving weapons and supplies to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. How many more times do you have to be lied to by this government before you understand in your heart of hearts that you live under a government that lies to you? You live under a government that thinks you're an easily fooled moron that can be tricked into doing whatever the government wants with just a few carefully chosen words. You should be insulted. You should be angry about that. Now, another indication about the declining American empire, Turkey's president Erdogan has announced on Tuesday Turkey has signed a deal to purchase a Russian surface-to-air missile system. And so this deal cements a recent rapprochement with Russia, despite differences over the war in Syria. Basically, Turkey is pivoting toward Russia and away from NATO. Meanwhile, Israeli media is begging the United States to prepare for war with Syria, Russia, and Iran. Oh, yes, you've got to go kill those people for us, those evil Russians, those evil Syrians, those evil Iranians. And it really is very, very obvious that Israel expects our government to send our kids out to fight the people Israel doesn't like. Talk about being under puppet rule. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones. Terry in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Talking about the Syrian mop-up campaign. I think you ought to just keep going down to the Golan Heights and clear that all out. That's also illegal. And Hezbollah, as far as I'm concerned, is not a terrorist organization. It's an organization that protects the sovereignty of nations like Lebanon and Syria. And maybe they could use them down there, too, because they're stealing the resources of the country.
That's true. Israel is out there. Israel has never formally drawn their borders because they want to keep moving them. Now they're trying to say that the Golan Heights has always been a part of Israel. That's as big a whopper as any of the others that Israel has said over the years. The same thing with trying to grab the West Bank and just annexing more and more of it. All of these are violations of international law, but as long as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. is going to veto any attempt by the Security Council to rein in Israel, then Israel's going to behave like the spoiled little brat it's become.
Yeah, and our government just bows down to them, and they use them like somebody using a mule to plow a field,
Yeah, very much so, and it's been really bad ever since 9/11 which is why I think that Israel is actually blackmailing the U.S. government over 9/11, saying, you know, you don't give us what we want, and we'll tell the world what really happened on 9/11, and it'll be worse for you than for us, because everybody expects Israel to do things like this. You know, but when your own American people find out that you were part of this huge, horrendous war-starting hoax, you're not going to be in office for very, very long. And
yeah, I agree.
Looking at Israel's arrogance, it really took off after 9/11. They have a handle on the U.S. government now. The U.S. has lost any image of impartiality or being objective with regard to the Middle Eastern situation. And, yeah, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. Oh, and by the way, you know that yesterday we were talking about how Tillerson wanted to ask Israel to return $75 million in aid that they'd been overpaid last year. Not going to happen. Imagine my shock. No, the State Department isn't even going to ask.
You know. Yeah, plus they never give back territory either, so that's another obstacle. But, the whole U.S. government is infiltrated over the years, gotten stronger and stronger with Zionist neocons. You know, they control, they're a deep state, and they control whoever's, you know, run the government. But hey, Mike, good talking to you, and I'll get off and let somebody else have a chance.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch to Lou in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, guten Abend. Wie geht's?
Wie geht's es Ihnen?
Wie geht's es Ihnen? We're high and dry. It's not so hot anymore today, Mike.
Good.
Mike, did you have anything? I don't know if you mentioned it earlier in the show about the three biggest credit companies or banks that have some kind of fraud case going on, and in which a lot of them, like a million people or so, have been affected by it.
Well, we're going to mention this a little bit later in the show when we get into computers. But yeah, the Equifax breach is only the latest in a long series of these credit companies losing the data. The whole system is broken down. It is not secure. And this information is out there on the dark web, and lives are being ruined by it. And it basically shows us it was an absolute mistake to trust our information to these large companies in their computers. They have absolutely dropped the ball in terms of taking care of their customers. And I think they ought to be sued. I know there's a class action lawsuit against Equifax, but they really ought to be sued. And maybe it's time for people to just pay off their credit cards and go back to a cash-only system. Because if you're using cash-only, then the dark web can't grab your wealth by using your social security number if you're using cash.
Okay. Equifax, and what was the other company that was involved in the credit scene?
I'm going to have to wait till I get down to that part of the talking points, because I don't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, yeah. Lou, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news here, I'm looking at an email that came in from Southern California saying that they have no problem with my Bamuser stream, that there are no dropouts, and they're saying instead of me pulling back on the resolution and frame rate, people need to start checking about if they're getting the bandwidth into their home they think they're supposed to be, which is a growing problem in this country. But I think we'll strike a happy medium because it's not like you need to look at my face. So lowering the video resolution and the frame rate, I don't think is going to really disrupt the experience all that much. The important part is the audio track here. And again, if you cannot get it over Bamuser, you can always get it at republicbroadcasting.org, listen-live. And there is a link to that also at whatreallyhappened.com. Now, we're talking about Israel. And apparently Israel is very unhappy with Amnesty International. We're talking about all of Israel's war crimes in the region, and Israel wants to go on committing the war crimes, they just don't really think anybody has a right to criticize them or judge them. And the latest assault that they have against Amnesty International is they're attempting to have its tax-exempt status revoked. And, of course, Amnesty is very upset about that. They're saying they have not been officially informed of any such action by the authorities. But, again, Israel wants to do what Israel wants to do, and anybody who gets in their way, well, just too darn bad here. Now, there are some interesting things happening over in Saudi Arabia. First of all, there was that secret meeting between the Crown Prince and Netanyahu, even though these countries officially have no diplomatic relations. That may be about to change. Apparently, Saudi forces have started arresting opponents of the ruling family right now. And there is a rumor that King Salman bin Abdulaziz al-Saud is going to abdicate his throne in favor of his son, the current Crown Prince Mohammed. Because the elder king, he's not doing very well, and the crown prince has been effectively the head of Saudi Arabia, but they're going to make it official here. Apparently, Prince Abdul Aziz bin Fahd Al Saud, a son of the former King Fahd, is among those who've been arrested. So looks like there's definitely a power struggle going on in Saudi Arabia. Now, as you know, yesterday, the United Nations Security Council unanimously passed a set of sanctions on North Korea, and they were not the sanctions the United States wanted. But China basically said, if you go forward with these sanctions of an oil embargo and a naval blockade, we will veto. And so in order to avoid the veto, the U.S. dropped these proposals and everybody just passed it on through. It's largely symbolic. It's not really going to have that much of an effect other than to spur North Korea faster along its nuclear push. And that's exactly what North Korea is saying. They're saying these sanctions are evil and they're just going to accelerate their push toward creating a nuclear deterrent to avoid invasion by the United States of America. And that is the most sensible thing to do. Because look at Iraq, gave up their chemical weapons, got invaded by the U.S. anyway. Look at Iran, given up their nuclear program, still talk about being invaded by the United States. The lesson there is obvious. It doesn't matter what concessions you make. If you are seen as a threat to the U.S. economy, or for any other reason, you're in the crosshairs, you're still going to be attacked no matter what you do to maintain the peace. So it's not worth bothering. And I think that's where Kim Jong-un is coming from. He's recognizing that as soon as he has a demonstrable nuclear deterrent, his country is going to be safe. Now, of course, the corporate media is out there selling the idea that he's being provocative, he's insane, he's crazy. As soon as he has a nuclear weapon, he's going to use it. But they said the same thing about Saddam Hussein. They said the same thing about Ahmadinejad. And it never happened. And again, in all of history, only one country has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. And the nation that committed that atrocity is the United States. The whole point of having a nuclear bomb and a missile to fling it is as a deterrent. And you're not going to throw that away for no reason. You're not just going to launch on somebody else because you've got the bomb. Because once you've thrown that deterrent away, you are wide open to attack. The whole point of having nuclear bombs and nuclear missiles, and the U.S. had the same position all during mutually assured destruction in the Cold War with Russia. Having the bombs is what prevented them being used. And the same thing applies here. Russia just tested an ICBM yesterday, launched from Plesetsk. Nobody made a big deal about that. U.S. is testing missiles all the time. Nobody made a big deal about that. It's obvious North Korea is in the crosshairs of the White House for whatever reason. And Trump is out there basically saying that the new sanctions are nothing compared to what must be done. So he's out there thumping his chest and threatening war. He's threatening war on North Korea. Why? North Korea has not done anything other than to develop a defense. When did that become a crime? Do not all nations have a right to self-defense? Do not all nations have a right to deter aggression from the outside? So, and South Korea is not helping things very much. The South Korean Air Force has performed a live-fire military drill for the long-range Taurus missile. This is a 500-kilometer range air-to-surface missile that can hit precise targets basically all over North Korea. It is a bunker-buster missile. So they're out there practicing with that one. It's amazing here. Now, China is still very cool on these sanctions, and the U.S. is threatening China with economic sanctions if China does not fully implement the new sanctions against North Korea. And Steve Mnuchin has said the restrictions could involve cutting off Beijing's access to the U.S. financial system. There's only one small problem with that. China is trying to move away from the U.S. financial system already. This would just accelerate the process. Unfortunately, there are way too many people inside Washington, D.C. who still see the United States as this indispensable, critical nation to the future of the world. And that's simply not real anymore. If a giant asteroid, well, let's say if the Yellowstone supervolcano were to blow tomorrow, it would pretty much be the end of the United States as an imperial power around the world. What do you think the rest of the world would do? Well, they'd hunker down for the volcano winter, but they'd go on. The United States is no longer indispensable to the rest of the world. It's no longer the greatest nation on earth, if indeed it ever was. And they got to stop acting like it because they're just annoying the heck out of everybody. And they're still trying to find a way to demonize North Korea. And we've seen that pattern before. Anytime the U.S. wants to invade somebody, oh, they smell bad. They dress funny. They tap dance barefoot on shag carpeting. They pass wind in the elevators. They do horrible things. And so the latest one is that North Korea hackers are targeting Bitcoin exchanges as if China's shutdown wasn't doing enough damage. But they start off this article with a bald-faced lie. North Korea's hackers have been linked with many attacks, including the 2014 Sony hack. And we can stop right there because the so-called Sony hack turned out to be an internal leak that North Korea had nothing to do with. But any lie will suffice on the path to war because truth is the first casualty of war. Now, one of the lies we've been hearing is that Russian units are in the Donbass. Russia has crossed the border. They're in the Donbass. It's leading to war with Russia. The OSCE Special Monitoring Mission has been unable to confirm the presence of Russian troops in the Donbass. It says there are a lot of foreign citizens and weapons in the conflict that seem to have gone there on their own. But no, in point of fact, it's just another lie that Russia has crossed into the Donbass. We've been hearing that before. Now, Poroshenko may be trying to fan up the conflict because he's in serious trouble. Apparently, the Ukrainian Party for Life said that it was beginning a campaign to gather signatures under a petition for President Poroshenko's resignation. So his own people over there in the western part of Ukraine, they don't want him there anymore. They have suffered greatly under U.S. foreign puppet rule. They want him out. And apparently Poroshenko himself is now saying it is unrealistic to think that Crimea will ever be returned to Ukraine. So apparently he's willing to just put an end to that nonsense as well here. Somebody somewhere played a really dirty trick on Russia, whether it's part of a destabilization operation or just somebody getting revenge. Apparently, there were bomb threats simultaneous all across Russia and resulted in 45,000 people being evacuated, 10,000 in Moscow alone. And apparently, law enforcement is saying that the bomb threats were all organized abroad, meaning coming from somewhere else. So trying to rattle things over there. The Venezuelan government has agreed to talks with the opposition party. And these are initiated by former Spanish Prime Minister Jose Zapatero and the president of the Dominican Republic, Danilo Medina. And, of course, if they were to come to some kind of agreement, that ends the U.S. subversion of that country. I think more and more countries around the world are saying, you know, I may not like you, but I prefer having peace with you to having the Americans come on in and mess things around for us. So what we have now is a world that is turning away from the U.S. dollar. We've got these rumors that the IMF and the United Nations are going to move to take the U.S. dollar out of the center of the global reserve banking system. They're arguing for a global reserve currency, but it won't be anchored in the United States. Meanwhile, over on BRICS, they're starting to tangle that up with gold. China has announced it's launching a crude oil futures contract that will be priced in the gold-backed yuan, and that can be easily converted to real gold at the exchanges in Shanghai and Hong Kong. So now there's a cold war for oil officially on, and the seemingly unassailable Brent crude futures are now in for serious competition because they're priced in those paper fiat dollars. Now, in 2000, Iraq began exporting oil in euros. That's why they got attacked. Libya was aiming to create a Pan-African gold-backed dinar. They got attacked. WikiLeaks releases of Clinton's emails revealed the United States had a clear goal of disrupting Muammar Gaddafi's golden years with the years of heck, which Libya is still very much in the midst of. It's all about the money. It's all about forcing the world to use the U.S. dollar for a small interest payment, of course. And the U.S. government is vulnerable because they've gotten lazy. They've had this Bretton Woods deal for all these years, made a huge amount of money off of forcing every other country on earth to use the U.S. dollar, and they let our manufacturing erode away. And then they made the really big mistake of GMO agriculture, and nobody wants those crops anymore. Monsanto's all around the world arm-twisting any corruptible politician they can to force these products on people, but the people don't want them. China will not allow them in. Russia will not allow them in. Russia is exporting non-GMO food, and there is a huge market for it out there. That's what this is all about. A world war over whose brand of ink and paper we're all going to use for the next 100 years. That's what it's really all about. And it's sick. It's psychotic is what it is. Now, the former CEO of Citicorp, Vikram Pandit, is saying that artificial intelligence will replace 30% of banking jobs within the next 5 years. And apparently it's already underway, and this is bad news for all the back office employees. The problem is these systems can spin out of control because these CEOs and executives of these companies may own the physical iron for these machines. They don't know how they work. They're operating too fast for people to pay attention to what they're doing. The first time they tried high-speed direct trading was back in the mid-80s, and it just drove the stock market into utter chaos. They're gaming the whole stock market. They're taking it out of the realm of human reaction. If the economic system is all being driven by computers, what role do we have in it anymore? We can't possibly compete against those machines. Good reason to pay off your credit cards and go back to a cash-only economy, I think, here. Now, let's talk about Europe and Sweden. Not that long ago, Sweden was considered one of the world's safest countries. That is now gone. The everyday situation in Sweden is so dangerous that even personnel at Swedish hospitals are in fear for their lives and safety. Ever since the refugees have poured on in, they've got gangs out there, armed gangs, armed with guns, knife fights in the waiting rooms, shooting victims, dumped near entrances. It's the new reality of the emergency department at Malmo Hospital. So they're feeling the failure of these globalists to really think through how all these refugees being shoved into Europe was really going to play out. We'll be right back.
Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right to the phones here. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael.
Huh.
I'm calling about banking, and I wonder if you know what is the significance of some people are getting messages from their banks that in 2 days, on the 15th, that this ACH, automated clearinghouse, where transactions happen, but they're delayed by 2 or 3 days, that this delay of 2 or 3 days is going to go away and that transactions will happen immediately. So what do you think is the significance of that, and have you heard of it?
I haven't heard about it. I'm doing a little web search here. I mean, there are some places where ACH is slower than others. It may be that they're updating their servers and they're doing a changeover, but they don't want to interrupt the service completely. I'm seeing a lot of articles here why ACH bank-to-bank transfers take so long. Apparently, ACH can actually delay multiple days. So let's see. ACH transfers within 2 days. And yeah, a lot of people are saying, this is an electronic transfer. Why is it taking so long? But my guess is, if you're getting the announcement, is they're getting ready to like change over the computers or something.
Oh, so it's not anything sinister?
No.
Maybe it's just local to this one person's bank, you know. I mean,
it could be. It could be.
He was stressed that he was thinking that this 2 or 3 day buffer was a good thing, and that if they're going to start doing immediate withdrawals from his account, I don't know. Anyway, it was just wondering if you knew what that was and what it could be mean. And
well, now that I'm thinking about it, my own local bank about a month ago had. An announcement that availability of account data was going to be shut down for 2 days, and they were doing a computer upgrade. I mean, these are the high traffic computer systems, and every once in a while, you got to go in, you got to replace the hard drives, you got to replace the computers, and that's probably all that it is.
Yeah, it's not bail-ins immediately.
I don't think it is, but you know, at least they're letting you know that transfers coming in may be delayed, so you don't write a bad check.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're coming up here on the top of the hour and station identification. Apparently, Jean-Claude Juncker is out there behaving almost childishly regarding the Brexit. He's saying, "You'll regret it. Brexit isn't everything." Acting like a child. We'll be back after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.